Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. So this is my first show, Joy Clarion, show about astrology, herbs, and tarot. Okay, so how did I get into this stuff? I would like to say that I've had various experiences, spiritual experiences, that would let me just question, it would just lead me to believe that there is more to life than just what I thought I knew. So having that been said, I think it's like the allure of the tarot cards, the astrology, the herbs, they're definitely something to call me. Ever since I was young, I've always been into the horoscopes, the zodiac. So I'm a Scorpion, and I just always thought, like, when I read it, like, oh, okay, that really does suit my personality. So I think it started very early on with me. I wouldn't say that Joy Clarion background was very religious, although there was belief in God, there was belief in the Bible. No one really in my family went to church regularly. My mother, I would say she would go, but she was pretty infrequent with it. So it's kind of like we did our own thing with that. I don't even think most, like, I was raised by my grandparents. I don't really think that most of us really read the Bible like that. It's just kind of been what was passed down from their parents. So, yeah, prayer was definitely something that I got used to, a lot of prayer. So I grew up in that. But it was very lax. We weren't really strict, quote-unquote, Bible people or anything like that, because, like I said, no one really went to church regularly. So it was kind of like a fear of getting into this stuff because, you know, in the Bible, it does shine, it kind of gives a frown to go into things like astrology because they consider that divination or, like, tarot. Like, I just, you know, wouldn't go there. Like, and then I thought, okay, tarot people, what do they know? Like, they seem like they could be making it up. So I was very young at these ideas, so I guess I would reconsider everything would be when I would say 26, about 26, 27. I just started really figuring out what it is I thought I knew. Joy Clarion really, really thought about this. And, you know, I've had spiritual experiences that would lead me to believe otherwise. So I was like, there's more to this than just the Bible. So, okay, so I went to a few psychics in the past. They never really have been that convincing to me. For me, maybe around, like, 28, 28, I had went to see someone that was recommended, through, like, a friend of the family. So I went to New York, and we seen, like, the shaman, like, the Bishop Shaman. So I went there with friends, and I'm like, this guy is really on point. I mean, he had me, like, touch a glass, and he kind of looked through things in, like, this murky water. And it's just the things he knew. It was almost like he could see into our, into our apartment. I was like, wow, this is a little bit. I mean, I was excited the whole time because he was highly recommended. Like a friend of the family really vouched for this person. So I'm like, okay, this guy seems to really be on it. I think, let's see, where did he have me on that I was just like convinced, okay, there's something into this. Now I'm like really thinking about it. But he did say, he was like describing my apartment, like how it looked, the color of my bed sheets. Yeah, he's got details to where, like, I couldn't. He knew about problems I was having that I told no one about. Like girls, like, I want to say, just, you know, I've been having issues with, like my reproductive area, so to speak. Like, he just knew that. And then he, like, recommended me, like, this herb. Bought it right there, and I'm like, wow, like, how often do you go to someone, but later on, maybe a couple weeks afterward, it starts to dissipate, and my menstrual came on regularly, because I had an issue, and my menstrual wasn't coming on regularly, so I'm like, okay, there's something here, so I really started to get into tarot more. I was like, let me get into this, you know, seeing another psychic, they dealt more with palmistry and the cards. And I'm just, like, fascinated because she's real good. I go to her more regularly because the Bishop Shaman person is a little bit more expensive. But I just started to think, like, okay, you know, what is it about these things that the Bible just, and I remember a while back I was reading the Book of Enoch, and that's considered, like, an agnostic text like a part of the Apocrypha. That it's not of the Bible, or like they don't consider it of the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church had made that distinction during the Council of Nicaea. I think it was like I forget the actual era, but 4 CE, or I'm sure someone knows a little bit more than I do at this moment, but canon for the Bible. So anyway, the Book of Enoch did resurface in the Dead Sea Scrolls. You know, give you a little bit update, and in this book, it has a lot of like Genesis type references, where it is kind of similar to the Old Testament in the Bible. And I'm reading it, and this is kind of like how it described probably the flood on. It's kind of give you, it seems like it's giving you more background, like the tale of the Book of Enoch on why God destroyed us with the flood. And out of all the reasons, I'll never forget this, I was like, okay, there's like a list of reasons that was going on. Out of all these reasons, it seemed like to learn astrology is what was the cause of Marcus for death. Like, these people were complaining from my understanding. I'm going by my memory, so bear with me. They were complaining that there were these giants, these Nephilim, caused great havoc. These giants had to be, 7 to 15 feet tall. I mean, they were just rambunctious. They were raping men. They were just going all crazy. They were eating. There were reports that they were eating people, being cannibalistic. And the people were in such distress that they started praying. And they prayed all in, like, unison to where the heavens heard, like, the most high, like, he heard, or, like, whoever the angels or representatives are, they heard it, like, so, like, they can hear your prayer. But it almost seemed like it was a nuisance because it's, like, the cries were so great of mankind, it's almost like, you know, like, they didn't want to be bothered, I guess, but it was just, like, a tone in the book when I was reading it, like, okay, it seems like they didn't want to really listen to us. But so we're going on, it seemed like they didn't care. It was only to when the fallen angels had taught the people astrology, like the arts of astrology, like the stars of probably where they came from, like these fallen angels. Oh, all hell went broke loose. Like, all right, now we getting marked for death. Like, the people came for help in their prayer to get relieved of these giants, but instead we all got marked for death. As far as, like, the flood, everybody wiped out the end of the story, so, you know, so to speak, all because of astrology. I'm like, wow, like, it just gave me a new opinion of the whole Bible and really just, like, this whole thing about astrology. Like, what is astrology like? So, I mean, it just got me to thinking. It seemed harmless. Like, it just telling you where we are in our galaxy. Just the movements of the stars and just how nature goes. It's like monitoring the weather and the seasons. Like, how could that be a detriment to the gods or, you know, the god? Like, how could that be a problem? And then, like, grouped in with tarot cards. tarot cards have pictures on them. They're cards with pictures. Like, how is that an issue to work with? It seemed like if you got a problem with tarot, it almost was like you had a problem being the kind of person who was an artist, because I think it, like, works the same way. Like, tarot targets, like, your subconscious mind, and if you're, like, a painter or a writer, if you're dealing with, like, the arts, you're still going from, like, your subconscious mind. It's almost like they don't want you to know these tools of how to better your life, right? Like, to try to use your own spirit without them, I guess. So, I don't know. This is, like, some real deep stuff that I got into. Joy Clarion really thinks about these things. So I was like, let me give these things a second thought. And then the herbs, too, because the fallen angels taught us herbs. They taught us a lot of different things. They taught us astrology, herbs, you know, things that you would take in to heal yourself, like plant remedies. They taught us beauty. They taught the women about makeup, like how to be beautiful. One thing you could probably argue is, for, like, they taught us that was not really beneficial to our species is warfare. I mean, that could be debated, but, I mean, that's probably one thing you could say, because they shouldn't have taught us, you know, warfare. But aside from that, it's just like, you know, they were really the teachers of, like, science. I mean, you think about science, like, every good thing that we have, right, it seems like of, you know, like an intellectual nature, they gave us the keys. They taught us these things just to be with the earth women, to take the earth women as their wives. It's kind of like the trade-off. So, I mean, that was a big no-no. But now we still have these arts. So, like, what was the point of destroying us with the flood the first time? I mean, we still have it. It's like you can't take away our ability to learn. Like, it's still, like, the free will of mankind wants to learn these things. And I want to learn these things down because I'm like, this sounds like this is going to help me out in my life. I'm learning. I'm a learner of tarot. I mean, I got a couple of decks here. They're not the traditional rider card. I think there's a traditional rider white or... Anyway, I don't use that traditional. But I use, like, various other decks. And the principle of tarot, to me, is sound. You basically use your intuition, which means, like, it's kind of like the art of just flowing and letting things happen at random, but not, like, putting too much. But it's kind of like just letting the energy, being more focused on your energy and feel of things rather than just trying to use your, you know, your rational mind all the time. So it seemed like it's more of an art than anything. And you're really using your intuition or your instincts to draw inferences, you know, with the cards, based on your life, based on other people's lives, if you're doing it for other people. And then, like, the herbs, I mean, most of our medicine here in Western medicine come from plants anyway. Like, Big Pharma derives most of what they derive from plants. They extract things. I mean, we wouldn't have medicine if it weren't for plants. So I guess to say all this to say, like, I guess it's worth reexamining, if you come from a similar background as me, like, it's worth reexamining these things, not trying to really judge, like, you know, Bible people, but I just can't say that, you know, the issue is dead for me. I just think there's more to learn and more to question than maybe we would have, you know, led to believe. So that's kind of like my stance, my intro. Yeah, I'm just really inquisitive about these three things, so I feel like you combine the three things of astrology, herbs, and tarot to better understand yourself, plan out your life accordingly, even gain some energy, like gain like motivation. I mean, this is exciting stuff. Like, it makes me propelled onto my, you know, it just gives me more energy, like, because, I mean, I guess that's what it speaks to me and my soul, but you may be someone who just discarded all this stuff, right? But I say before you do, always look into something before you say no to it. Like, you know, even with the Bible, like, you may be new to the Bible. I just open out the invitation for people to just, like, look things up for themselves rather than take other people's word for it. Just, like, look into these things. Like, really find out what they're about, like, and make your own decision. And that goes for everything. It goes without saying, for, you know, like, across the board. But I think we need to be, able as people to have conversations about all this that could benefit our society, our species. It's about, like, relieving suffering for me. So Joy Clarion will learn different religions. She will learn different things that could benefit her life and the people that she cares about. I just didn't want to limit my healing to, like, one thing, you know, which in this case the Bible, because I haven't really had good experiences, you know, with that. Like, you know, most of my prayers were never really, I don't know, it just seemed like the prayers just lacked energy. It just lacked anything. I mean, maybe occasionally something will happen for me, but it just didn't seem like it was my spirituality. Like, when I started getting into this stuff, like, I feel more alive now. Like, I feel like this is ringing true for me. So, to each his own, like I said, I'm going to play a song that I think sums up everything I just said about, you know, these three topics that my show will definitely delve into more deeply. This is Coldplay. This is one song I like from them. It's called Talk. And if you ever seen the video for this song, it's about, I guess, like, they're in space and they meet, like, this robot alien that they kind of, like, it looks like they're bringing back to life or waking it up or something, like, you know, just one, like, a peaceful ambassador, like, hey, we're humans, we just want to have a conversation with you. I guess, like, the best foot forward, right, for mankind, right? I just always like that positive attitude for the song. All right, so without further ado, let me play the song for you guys. Okay, so I'm back. Joey Clarion is back. I really do like that song. I feel like, I don't know, that could be the song of peace maybe for our planet. Let me know if you guys think if there's any song better, but I think that really does represent a good song of peace. But, okay, so, okay, why is astrology on my mind? Okay, so there is the historical references to astrology, how ancient Egyptians, Babylonians, I mean, everybody was using this thing. Why would they use it, right? I know for, like, seamen, they need to know the stars in order to navigate at night because it's so dark. So that would be one for travel. Like, you would need to get your bearings straight and find out where you are. From a zodiac standpoint, it also seems that the stars can actually, I want to say, well, they went as far as to say that astronomy and astrology are, like, linked. So, yeah, you know about the stars and astronomy, but, like, it's supposed to be linked up with astrology, where the movements of the planetary bodies can actually affect your personality. And I'm inclined to think that this is true, only because when you think about, like, the moon and how the moon has an effect on our tide, the waters of our planet, and it also has an effect on women, our menstruation period. I mean, to say that the other planetary bodies don't have an effect on your life, I mean, it just doesn't seem like common sense to me, because I already know, like, the moon affects me, affects my menstrual cycle, affects the water, it, like, almost like on an automatic clock type of thing. Yeah, so I was open to the idea that other planetary bodies have an effect on my personality. When you're talking about, like, your mood or your state of mind, astrology goes into depth of, you know, how, like, the rotations of the planet can affect you at certain times of the year. You know, they have horoscopes that are daily. They have natal charts that explain in depth of your personality and gives, I mean, it's real detailed stuff, people. It's fascinating. I'm learning this stuff now, and I can tell you it's definitely something that you have to really be into, because even just learning about your natal chart, and natal chart is being that when you put in your birth date, your birth date and the time you were born and where you were born, they actually have data on that based on the stars. So I don't think it's just something that, like, people are just making up, because that's a lot of information just to go, you know, wing it and guessing, okay, I think, you know, this person is like this. Now, it's just real, it's some real basis on where they're pulling this information. I mean, it does, I think it is definitely worth looking into. I mean, I just, I've given a reading before for fellow friend, and he's more of, like, an atheistic type of mindset. And, like, mind you, I'm just starting out on this intuition process. And I noticed I even caught his attention. You know, I did, you know, I put the cards into motion for his question. And, like, okay, like, it seems to fit more of his personality. I mean, you kind of know, you get an idea of the kind of person you are. So when certain things or certain symbols hit up, like, you know, people kind of light up, like, you know, it has some weight, right? It just can't be all random. Because if it was random, you wouldn't have any relation to any of this information. Like, you wouldn't, none of this would seem genuine to you, even in the slightest. I mean, why do people call these psychics down today? Like, that, evidently, they're capturing people's attention. You know what I mean? It's not just all tomfoolery. I don't think it is, anyway. And then going back to, like, something that I heard from another tarot reader, she was saying how, like, all women are psychic. She believes all women are psychic and intuitive by nature. And hands down, like, that made me think about so many instances where, you know how, like, you feel someone's emotion? Like, if you have been friends with someone for a long time, you feel, like, their emotions, or you kind of, you pretty much know how they feel and what they're kind of thinking about. I mean, that's not, like slight intuition. I don't know. I mean, mothers, they're said to have, like, a connection with their child where they kind of know what their child wants, even, you know, just out of the blue. I mean, it's just, it's like a natural psychic tool we have, a natural intuitive tool. So I figure, yeah, I'm a woman. I'm going to develop this stuff. Like, I already have it within me. I don't want it just, these gifts to just slide away from under use. So I'm not afraid. I'm going to definitely delve more into this. You know, and herbs, too, not to mention herbs. I have, like, a minute left, but, like, man, oh, man. Like, I have Joy Clarion. I have Native American within me, Cherokee, Navajo, Blackfoot. But, you know, I'm, like, off of a mixture, so I don't really have access to reservations. But parts of my family who've been on reservations, I mean, it's just a wealth of knowledge. Like, I'm getting into the herbs now, and the Cherokee is one tribe that's been here for 10,000 years, and they know so much about the herbs here in North America. I mean, it would be, I mean, like, if you had a way to heal yourself outside of the doctor and you didn't have to pay all this money, and you could just simply heal yourself by your knowledge, like, why wouldn't you do that? It's just a food for thought. We don't have a lot of money anyway to really focus on healthcare. And then if you did have the money, like, our healthcare system over here, it's crappy. Crappy to say the least. But Joy Clarion is running out of time. Hope you guys enjoyed that intro. I'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 4:30 a.m. Like, who does that? With that 4:30 a.m., honestly, I chose that time because I'm a night owl and I'm up all the time anyway. I was just kind of frustrated how there's nobody really having a show around this time on Blog Talk Radio. So I figured, let me be the first. Hopefully this will spark other people around this time so I can actually have people to listen to after my show's done. But anyway, that's a little FYI. Enjoy listening to this extra remark in the archive, if you listen to this archive. But good morning, everyone. Hope you have a joyous day. Joy Clarion. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.